This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. India has expelled six Canadian diplomats, including Acting High Commissioner Stewart Ross Wheeler, Deputy High Commissioner Patrick Herbert, First Secretaries Mary Catherine Jolly, Ian Ross David Trites, Adam James Shipka and Paula Orjuela have also been expelled. They have been asked to leave India by or before 19th October. India has withdrawn its High Commissioner in Canada and other targeted diplomats and officials, saying it has no faith in the current Canadian government's commitment to ensure their safe security. In related development, the Canadian Chargé d'Affaires was summoned by Secretary East in MEA last evening in New Delhi. He was informed that the baseless targeting of the Indian High Commissioner and other diplomats and officials in Canada is completely unacceptable. It was underlined that in an atmosphere of extremism and violence, the Trudeau government's actions endangered their safety. It was also conveyed that India reserves the right to take further steps in response to the Trudeau government's support for extremism, violence and separatism against India. PM Modi will inaugurate the International Telecommunication Union, ITU, World Telecommunication Standardization Assembly, WTSA 2024, at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The PM will also inaugurate the 8th edition of India Mobile Congress 2024 during the program. WTSA is the governing conference for the standardization work of International Telecommunication Union, the United Nations Agency for Digital Technologies, organized every 4 years. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will embark on a two-day visit to Islamabad today to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit. The External Affairs Minister had earlier remarked that his Pakistan visit is for a multilateral event and he had ruled out bilateral talks. This will be the first high-level visit of an Indian foreign minister to the neighboring nation in 9 years. President Draupadi Murmu, who is in Algiers, the capital city of Algeria, as part of a three-nation visit, had held bilateral meetings with Algerian President Abdelmadjid Tebboune yesterday. India-Algeria delegation-level talks were also held on various issues ranging from international, political, economic and. On the third day of her visit today, President Draupadi Murmu will address the Sidi Abdullah University and visit Roman ruins, among other engagements. On the second leg of her visit, President Murmu will visit Mauritania on the 16th of this month. The fifth National Water Awards 2023 were announced in New Delhi yesterday. Odisha has bagged the first prize in the category of Best State, followed by Uttar Pradesh in the second position. Gujarat and Puducherry have jointly secured the third position. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the fifth National Water Awards in New Delhi on the 22nd of this month. The awards will be conferred upon 38 winners in all, including joint winners in 9 categories. Addressing a curtain-raiser press conference, Union Minister of Jal Shakti, C.R. Patil, appreciated the winners for their exemplary work. In Uttar Pradesh, the situation is improving and returning to normalcy in Hardi area of Bharach district, where clashes erupted during the Durga idol's immersion on Sunday. An FIR has been filed in the case, which names 6 people and other miscreants. Police is also taking action against those who have posted objectionable material on social media. Internet services are still blocked in the district. Additional force from Gorakhpur zone, along with companies of provincial armed constabulary, CRPF and RAF, have been deployed in the area. Additional Chief Secretary Home, Deepak Kumar, along with ADG Law and Order, Amitabh Yash, are camping in Bharach. In Jammu and Kashmir, Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha has invited Omar Abdullah, leader of the Legislature Party of the Jammu and Kashmir National Conference, to form the new government in the Union Territory. The invitation follows letters of support from various political leaders, including Dr. Farooq Abdullah and members of the J&K Pradesh Congress Committee, the CPIM, the Aam Aadmi Party and several independent MLAs. In the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, New Zealand defeated Pakistan by 54 runs at Dubai International Cricket Stadium to become the second team from Group A to advance to the semi-finals. Electing to bat first, New Zealand set a target of 111 runs before Pakistan. New Zealand scored 110 for 6 in stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Pakistani team was bundled out for just 56 runs in 11.4 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.